Baltimore Ravens getting ready for Monday Night Football against the Los Angeles Chargers. It's the Harbaugh Bowl again. This is part three, right?
Yeah, John's 2-0 against them.
Yep. Ravens defense is not very good. I think they look good against a bad Pittsburgh Steelers offense. But I don't think they're very good. I don't. And I think they're even worse without Roquan Smith, who did not practice yesterday.
Yeah.
How much trouble are they in if he doesn't play?
A lot. I mean, yeah, a lot. Because the Chargers will run the ball then. They got a good running game. It's without running backs, but they're still doing pretty well.
And I'm already worried about J.K. Dobbins coming out party against us.
That's what I'm saying. They have a good running. If you don't have Roquan, it changes everything in the middle. It changes everything, period. And, you know, I hope Kyle's feeling well. Hope Roquan plays. Because, you know, just because he's out Wednesday, we'll see.
Yeah, it's still 5 days to kick off, but still, I mean, it's any day out makes me a little concerned.
Yeah. But this time of year, everybody's banged up. So I'm like, I'll wait and see.
Football's a tough sport, man.
It's a very tough sport.
17 weeks, 18 weeks, but 17 games.
It's unlike any other.
Banging up against other people all the time.
You know what a big hockey fan I am.
Yeah.
You still, and that's a rough game. Tough guys, rough game. I mean, you look at some of these guys, you're just like, yeah. But you don't see these constant crippling injuries.
Yeah.
And you know, and they're playing on ice, and you just don't see it. And maybe that helps because I don't know. But it's just, you don't see what you see in football. You'll get your, you know, the terrible injury you'll see. You'll see somebody get cut with skates and look at the awful injuries like that. But you don't see this. So,
you know, you talk about guys in the injury report and how many guys are out. Kyle Hamilton is huge. I don't know if it's me, but I don't think Kyle Hamilton looked like Kyle Hamilton last Sunday against the Steelers. He had spurts.
He looked pretty good, though.
But he wasn't a constant presence.
But that, to me, that wasn't his fault, though. They dropped him back as a free safety.
Okay.
He wasn't up on the line because he was back 10, 12 yards, and that's not where he plays. But I think they were trying to use his athleticism just to try to bolster up that crappy secondary. I hate to say it, but they are. They're not playing well.
He did
so I think they used him
though.
They used him to bolster, I think, a weak secondary.
As the season goes on, are you worried more and more about Lamar's health?
Not really.
I think something's going on with Lamar that we don't know about.
It could be.
Or we know about it, we just don't know the extent of it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he had the back issue they kept him out for, and he hasn't been running as much.
That's the one that gets me.
Yeah, because I was surprised at Pittsburgh. There was a lot of green in front of him. Ordinarily, he would just be, boom. You don't have to go for 30. If you still, you know, you get 7 yards, 12 yards, that's a big deal. And he didn't even do that.
Yeah.
It surprised me a little bit.
It surprised me a lot because he's normally that guy when the offense is sputtering, he takes matters into his own hands.
Yeah.
In fact, I was at Jake's doing a guest bartending for the breast cancer event, and there were people screaming, come on, Lamar, take over the game, because that's what we used to here in Baltimore. When things don't go right, number 8 takes over. And it just felt like two games he didn't do that, noticeably to me. AFC championship game and last Sunday. Noticeably. Yeah. With opportunities in front of him to take over, did not do it.
Yeah, and Tucker's an issue, and
oh my God,
that's still a big deal because I think the two most important players on the team is Lamar Velest since he's here and Tucker because look how many games he's won for this team, you know, and the, you know, you put him in, you know, get a 63-yard field goal with the game on the line, you're like, man, that's fine.
I can
do that.
I want to give my blessing in disguise on Tucker.
Mm-hmm.
For years, I hate the way Harbaugh settles for field goals because it was so automatic. He can't settle for field goals anymore.
No.
They're no longer automatic. You have to be more aggressive offensively now.
Yeah.
That's the blessing in disguise. Now, you know, late in the game when you have to have a field goal because you win the game, yeah, that's the thing. But I like overall that now you have to be, you can't, like, well, we got Tucker. Well, let's just be conservative here because we've got Tucker. No, now you got to be aggressive and try to keep the chains moving to put the ball to the end zone or to get closer for Tucker.
Or he's going to do what you do in golf when you suck, like me. You know when you're going left constantly, you start aiming right.
Yeah.
Like the flag's in front of you. So now I'm going to go that way because I know the ball's going to curve this way. So I try to keep it in the fairway by going the wrong way. So I wonder if they go through his head.
Mike Healy.
But
Mike Healy.
Yeah.
Go train with him. He'll stop doing that.
Well, I'm happy you cleared that up because I didn't know who the hell Mike Healy was. I thought he was a kicker.
That was my biggest issue. That was my biggest issue, slicing him left.
Yeah.
No longer a big issue now. He told me, he filmed me. He said, "You have a beautiful baseball swing, man. I bet you're a heck of a hitter. He said, "But you don't lead with your hands in golf." I was leading with my hands.
Yeah.
And that's why everything was slicing left.
Yeah, they can't get in front of you. Yeah.
He said, "Imagine a bad baseball swing. That's a good golf swing. Hips out in front, body out in front,
hands trailing.
Drag it." Yep. I'm like, "Oh my, what? No." He said, "Yeah, bad baseball swing.
Yeah.
It's a good golf swing." I'm sorry. As Bob Haney would say, I digress. 410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Are you concerned with injury reports from yesterday for a game that's on Monday? And I got to be honest with you, not really. Some folks were. I was being asked about it yesterday, Joe, as well. But what do you think? Take on Roquan Smith not being there. No take right now. None whatsoever. 5 days before the game, no take. It's the equivalent of them not being there on a Monday or Tuesday. And no big deal for me. I would like to see the veterans slow walk into this game, especially the fact that they had to travel out to the left coast. Slow walk into it.
Yeah, he said this is week 12. They haven't had their bye yet, which is actually good because they'll get a week off in December that they're really going to need. So that's coming up. I'm happy about that. And, you know, guys need to, you got to get your body right, man. You really, especially a team like them that's, got their eyes on the postseason. You can't just slide into, the 17th game of the year and just say, okay, we're gone. There should be three more after that.
So December the 1st at home is a 4 o'clock game?
Yeah.
The 4:25 game against the
Eagle game, right? Yeah.
On CBS. Yeah. It's the national game.
Yeah.
And then the bye.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got a 4:30 game, back-to-back weeks. It's a Saturday and a Wednesday, though.
It's starting Saturday games, yeah.
Saturday game and then Wednesday. Ooh.
Oh, Christmas.
Ooh. Yeah. That's sinful.
What?
That should have been the bye week.
Yeah, the short.
You go to 21st and then the 25th?
Yeah, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is unheard of, man. I knew it, but didn't catch me till now. Now that you see these teams and they talk about injury reports, NFL ought to be ashamed of themselves, man. Well, we give them an extra day.
We're concerned about safety, though.
We give them an extra day. We play them on Saturday. It's like Tuesday, Sunday to Thursday. Oh, you shut up, man.
Okay. And sadly, they're not easy to play the Steelers on that Saturday and the Texans on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I let you know I have an apple juice here, and I grabbed my peanut butter. I was about to open it up to drink it. I thought it was my apple juice.
Yeah. You drinking apple juice?
I got apple juice here. I got what is it,
so you feel good by recess?
I got both. No, it's just like I'm trying to pump with some vitamin C, man. Can't you hear me stuffy? My voice isn't as classic as it normally is. I don't like to hear myself talk as much today as I do.
That's not true. And I also find it's funny. You usually drink orange juice. What possessed you to do this?
I got both. I got both.
Yeah. You got a couple of Capri Suns in your bag?
Yeah. Kool-Aid, actually. Grape. Grape Kool-Aid and some fruit roll-ups. Along with my peanut butter and crackers. You see the kid theme here?